much.
Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas. How you been? Me, I'm doing fine. I'm still alive and kicking after all of these years. The Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football. You ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man he's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. I'm sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself. It's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day. Come Merry's Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do. There just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, they told me you were gone. I cried so hard, oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day on Merry's Christmas.
Reality shows, The Voice, right now of X Factor is on. Wow, how about those Grammy nominations? I'll do my best to get to the Grammy talk, but most definitely on Saturday night when we're broadcasting the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. But again, I thank you and very grateful for your support. It's been amazing, right? I hope you are enjoying this last month of 2012. Are you ready for 2013? If not, you better get on it. That's what we've been talking about on Thursdays, right? Being prepared for the holidays and getting ready for the holidays. So, wow, wow, wow. Again, I just thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, the contact information for the show is right here on the profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment. So thank you, thank you. Right now I am checking out, I was checking out a few emails right quick before we get started. So there's been some breaking news today, and like every day. But the one freaking news is if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Today is, what, December the 6th? And so I wish you a very happy, happy birthday. If today is your birthday, then you're celebrating your birthday with director Judd Apatow, the 40-year-old virgin knocked up. He's 45 years young today. Also, Ray LaHood, Secretary of Transportation, is 67. James Naughton, actor, is 67. Joe Beth Williams, you know, my name is Beth, well, for sure, you all know Beth, Bethany Beth. Joe Beth Williams, actress, is 64. Tom Hulce, actor, Amadeus, is 59. Stephen Wright, oh, he's so hilarious. Comedian, is 57. Peter Buck, rock musician, R.E.M., is 56. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, is 55. Happy birthday to those Governor Jeanine Turner, actress, Northern Exposure. Also, she's a sensational, has a sensational internet radio show. Also, she's based in Texas. Colleen Haskell, TV personality of Survivor, 36. And Lindsay Price, actress, is 36. And courtesy of AP and DallasNews.com is the highlight in history. On this day in 98, Hugo Chavez, who had staged a bloody coup attempt against the Venezuelan government 6 years earlier, was elected president. In 1790, Congress moved from New York City to Philadelphia. And then in 1907, the worst mining disaster in U.S. history occurred as 362 men and boys died in a coal mine explosion in Monongah, West Virginia. In 1923, a presidential address was broadcast on radio for the first time as President Calvin Coolidge spoke to a joint session of Congress. And today, as a highlight of this day in history, Everglades National Park in Florida was dedicated in 1947. 57, the AFL-CIO expelled the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Again, another thing that happened in history in 57 was that America's first attempt at putting a satellite into orbit blew up on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral, Florida. In 69, a free concert by the Rolling Stones at Altamont Speedway in Livermore, California, was marred by the deaths of four people, including a man who was stabbed by a Hell's Angel. 73, House Minority Leader Gerald R. Ford was sworn in as vice president preceding Spiro Agnew, who had resigned after pleading no contest to income invasion. 1992, thousands of Hindu extremists destroyed a mosque in India, setting off 2 months of Hindu-Muslim rioting that claimed at least 2,000 lives. And also in 94, Orange County, California, filed for bankruptcy protection due to investment losses about $2 billion. And 03, Army became the first team to finish 0-13 in major college football history after a 34-6 loss to Navy. And in 04, Al-Qaeda struck the U.S. consulate Jeddah Saudi Arabia with explosives and machine guns, killing 9 people. In 2006, the bipartisan Iraq study group concluded that President George W. Bush's war policies had failed in almost every regard and said the situation in Iraq was grave and deteriorating. So those are the birthdays, the birthdays, and also facts in history. Also, big shout out to Jackson State. Jackson State will be playing for the SWAC Championship in Birmingham on Saturday. The football team departed from Jackson State's campus here in Jackson this evening. There was a send-off pep rally for the team. Also, there will be graduations early on Saturday morning also. So just wanted to it will be broadcast on ESPN also, for those that did not know. So I am glancing through breaking news stories and emails right quick. We had a loss here in Mississippi regarding politics. One of our political leaders, Alice Hardin, passed away this morning at age 64. She was a Mississippi politician. So sending much love and hugs and condolences to her husband and her adopted son, and also her peers and fellow Mississippians also. So, you know, it's always sad to hear of someone's death. And so sending much love to her family again. And also I'm looking at, here's an email, Lance Morris Football Camp. Since I did mention, let's see what this is at. This is an email from the New Orleans Saints, and it's in regards to football camp. Lance Moore's football camp, number 16, the awesome wide receiver with the Saints. It reads, attention Saints fans, Saints wide receiver Lance Moore will be hosting a private football camp. That is so cool. At the Saints facility in Metairie on Monday for Saints Hopeland's kids club members. Come enjoy a great time and learn football fundamentals with Lance on Monday night. All Copeland's Kids Club members that have had their kids club card stamped 3 times by eating at any Copeland's are eligible to attend. The camp will take place on Monday, December the 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. Please contact Andrew Remsen if you are eligible to attend. Email him at Andrew, andrew.remson@saints.nfl.com. Remember, you must have your card stamped to participate. If you have any additional questions, please call 504-729-5541. You must, okay, this is important now, you must RSVP by Friday, December 7th. In order to attend. And that sounds awesome. And then there's another event called Celebrity Service at Morton's. Join Jonathan Vilma and his New Orleans Saints teammates when they trade in their uniforms and helmets for plates and aprons. Enjoy 4 courses of Morton's signature cuisine, fine wine, and exciting auction, all in the name of a good cause. Proceeds will benefit the Jonathan Vilma Foundation. And this is on Monday, also on December the 10th. The cost is $400 per guest. And the time is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. VIP cocktail reception and dinner with celebrity servers. For further information, make a reservation. Please contact Carlene Corkle at 504-566-0221 or email her at Carlene, K-A-R-L-E-E-N, _ Corkle, K-O-E-R-K-E-L, at ldry.com. And that's Morton Steakhouse, location 1 Canal Place, 365 Canal Street, New Orleans. Okay, so that those sound like pretty fun events. You don't have to, you know, hey, Who Detonation is on to things. So those are two fun events that will be happening on Monday. But remember, for the Lance Moore, that's a private camp. You all should go ahead and email. I mean, go ahead and make reservations. Tomorrow is your deadline to do that. It sounds like fun. Get your kids involved in that private camp. So I'm glad I seen that email. I just seen this email right now, and need to know because it's a deadline for it. So go ahead and check it out. It's real important. You know, they're playing the Cowboys on the 23rd. I was talking to Reed Ruffnick earlier today. And so I don't know how interesting that game would be. Okay. Use a little silence for a second. Just glancing through other, there's a lot of stories, a lot of important news. But there are events that I know you all want to know about during this holiday season. That's a good opportunity for your kid, your child, to meet favorite athletes by going to these special events, and also adults like Jonathan Vilma's event that, you know, good for the entire family. These events are good for the entire family, but then especially the camp for the kids, and then the Jonathan Vilma event, definitely awesome for adults. Let's see. Just a moment of silence for a second. Oh, so glad that Duchess is out of the hospital now. Okay. And speaking of New Orleans, you joined me earlier this week, you probably have heard that the Hornets will be changing their name to the Pelicans, to the Louisiana State Bird name. So there's a certain, there's something that I want to, that I'm scanning for right quick. And we will be definitely talking about preparing for Christmas and New Year's. Like we've been talking about for like a month and a half, preparing for the holidays. Checklist, Thanksgiving, have been there, done that, has arrived, and passed. Okay, I still don't see what I wanted, something else that I wanted to mention. Maybe I will see it in... in a minute. So Kid Rock will be going to New Orleans soon. Oh, happy belated birthday to Jay-Z. I didn't wish my happy birthday yesterday. It was a lot of birthdays yesterday. So yesterday was his birthday also, along with many others. Okay, maybe we'll get back to what I want to talk about. Okay. Just looking over. Oh, there's a story from Deadline News. NBC Universal sued by Trayvon Martin shooter over edited 911 tape. Interesting. Let's see what it reads. Well, my article disappeared on me. But that's the headline, NBC Universal sued by Trayvon Martin shooter over edited 911 tape. Yes, my cousin Linda is sending me another email regarding the death of State Senator Alex Hardin, who died at age of 64 early this morning. But I heard the story earlier this evening, so again, sending our condolences out to her loved ones. Excuse my pauses. It's just me, and I just wanted to share. Well, I'm glad I seen that Lance email, because I know some of you want to be a part of that, and also the Jonathan Vilma event. We'll go ahead and talk about preparing for the holidays and Christmas. The number is 714-409-0614. If you just want to say hi or something's on your mind, talk about the holiday season. I'll talk about how you prepare for the holidays. It's all cool. Thank you. It is the chat room also.
Okay.
Mentioned this article that had captured my attention, even though it was running the Heart Wednesday on yesterday. And today's a day that we want to have fun talking about not only entertainment and lifestyle and music news, but what's going on in retail business and business and direct selling and all that good stuff and, you know, just economic news. And there's an article that caught my attention yesterday, and I wanted to finish talking about it. And it's from 24/7 Wall Street. And it's called The Cities Where Everyone Has a Job. And many of you probably have already read, and many of you maybe have not. And it goes like this. Well, the U.S. unemployment rate has improved markedly from the double digits during the recession. It was still stuck at 7.9% as of October. Some regions fare far better than the rest of the country, despite the fact that more than 12 million people are still considered unemployed in the U.S. 24/7 Wall Street looked at the 10 metropolitan areas in the U.S. where unemployment barely exists. And higher education and industry that supported are the reason these metropolitan areas are doing well. College towns across America tend to have lower unemployment rates than the population as a whole. Jackson is a college town, but Jackson could use some more jobs, too. Martin Coley, chief regional economist for the Bureau of Labor Statistics, explained in an interview, universities often provide relatively stable jobs compared to employment in cyclical industries such as construction. Construction is very hot here in Mississippi. The University of Iowa is located in Iowa City. Iowa State University is located in Ames, and the University of Nebraska is located in Lincoln. All three metro areas are on our list. These metro areas will be dominated by major industries such as the State University. Coley said the major jobs associated with major universities are teaching and administration, so there will be some research jobs. In addition, the metropolitan areas with low unemployment are with few exceptions. Clustered around the Great Plains are. Coley explained that states such as Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and until very recently North Dakota, have seen far smaller population growth compared to the rest of the country. Although these places haven't seen rapid job growth in recent years except for North Dakota, fewer people are competing for the jobs available in these regions. The jobs market in many of these metropolitan areas have also benefited from rising oil prices. Three of metro areas on this list with the lowest unemployment are based in North Dakota, which has brought thousands of people to the state due to the abundance of relatively high-paying jobs in the fracking industry. Midland, Texas, another metro area with low unemployment, has benefited a booming oil industry. Although Coley emphasized that not every part of Texas has benefited like Midland has, 24/7 Wall Street identified the 10 metropolitan areas with the lowest unemployment rates as of October based on data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. State and local median income was obtained from the U.S. Census Bureau. Data on the biggest industries was also obtained from BLS. Here are the cities where everyone works. Ten is Logan, Utah, and Idaho. October 2012, unemployment rate 3.8, tied for ninth. Total population 124,813, and the median household income is $46,357. I could go in detail and talk more in depth, but we're going to run out of time, and I don't want that to happen. 9, Burlington, South Burlington, Vermont. October 2012, unemployment rate was 3.8. Tied for ninth place, total population 213,624. Median household income 60,771. 8, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. As of October 2012, unemployment rate was 3.7. Total population 232,347. Median household income 55,609. Number 7, Iowa City, Iowa. October 2012, unemployment rate 3.4, tied for 6. Total population 154,893. Median household income 52,602. And then there's number 6, Amps, Iowa. October 2012, unemployment rate 3.4, tied for 6. Total population 89,663. Median household income 45,866. Okay. Then, Midland, Texas, October 2012, unemployment rate 3.3, tied for 6, total population 140,308, median household income 54,330. Then there's number 3, Grand Forks, North Dakota, and also Minnesota. October 2012, unemployment rate 3.1%, total population 98,512, median household income 46,718. I'm going to read this right quick. Grand Forks is one of the 3 metropolitan areas on this list, located in North Dakota, a state that has benefited tremendously from the oil boom. Approximately 54,200 people in the Grand Forks labor force in October, only 1,700 were unemployed, resulting in an unemployment rate of 3.1. In October 2011, the region's unemployment rate was 3.9%, which ties Grand Forks with Midland for the largest unemployment drop on this list. The largest employer in the region is the University of North Dakota. And then there's number 2, Fargo, North Dakota. October 2012, unemployment rate 2.8%. Total population 211,729,000. Median household income is 52,393. Fargo is the largest metropolitan area in North Dakota, with one of just 2 metros in the country with an unemployment rate below 3% in October. There are approximately 133,800 non-farm jobs as of October, an increase of 4.7% compared to the previous year. Although mining, logging, and construction makes up a relatively small portion of Fargo's workforce, its workforce has increased by 17.3% in a 12-month span. Oh, my God, that's amazing. And then there's number 1, Bismarck, North Dakota. As of October 2012, unemployment rate was only 2.2%. Total population, 110,879. The median income, 58,781. Bismarck, North Dakota has the lowest unemployment rate of all metro areas in the U.S., which is 2.2% of the workforce unemployed in October. In addition, the median household income in Bismarck in 2011 was significantly higher than the U.S. median income of $50,502. There are approximately 68,800 non-farm jobs in the metropolitan area as of October, an increase of 5.2% compared to the previous year. This includes a 7.1% increase in jobs in the education and health service sectors, the largest sector in the Bismarck region. And this is presented by Samuel Wigley. So that's amazing information, most definitely, I must say. So, man, it's just amazing. Aren't you all excited? End of the year, holiday season, beginning of a new year. Let's be thankful to have life. We all go through our ups and downs, our days where we just don't even, we're wondering how we're even going to make it. But somehow we pull it off and we do make it by the grace of God. So you know, sometimes we might say, well, you just don't understand. You don't know what I'm going through. All of us are going through something. And if we're going through it privately, where others don't, we couldn't even imagine, or we're sharing it with others, so to include us in one another's prayers. We're all going through things. But, you know, just continue pushing forward, like Neil Thacker said, who visited with us on October 15th. You know, we just have to keep pushing forward. Really, we do.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
Taking it slow, it's not AP picks up.
King Moe, what it do?
Nah. Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gon' see you again.
You know you want this,
yeah. I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man. Oh man, I got that good thing. I know I'm gon' see you again.
Work it out for me, make the booty pop, get the blood flowing, baby keep me right, I pay the water bill, so I can keep it dripping, back to slow leak, you know that pocket's sipping, and we ain't tripping off a weight, stay in shape, lifting up my baby in the cake, see her face look shot, when I hit it with the cock, no doodle, she a bad bitch, take her for a walk, no doodle, man. Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, free throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got this good thing. Know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man, your man.
Work it out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the top. Young homies keeping watch like the ex girl twat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just ride me like a rental man. First and last is taken. I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. Cause I ain't riding man. So I ain't kissing man. Last where you can. Took it, niggas, man. Took it, wide blast. Giving up career to free the cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Tray and a CD, both covered in ash.
Yeah.
right there. Wow, Morris Mills. And Morris Mills, check him out on ReverbNation.com. Like his Facebook page, Morris Mills Experience. But Reverb Nation, you can download his songs and plus check out his itinerary, his schedule during the holiday season. He has some performances coming up. So that is so cool. So check him out. So cool. Tweeting Lance White, letting them know that I was spreading the word regarding his event on Monday. And then there's the big gala benefit coming up also in New Orleans on December the 14th. So I just wanted to let him know that I was spreading the word regarding his private camp, since tomorrow is the last day to RSVP. So I read best wishes and happy holidays. Hope that your private camp is a success on Monday, December the 10th. God bless. So I'm sending the tweet out right now, live on air. Just letting them know. I'm going to miss it on Facebook, too, in case you want to call the show tomorrow morning to talk about it. So this is a good night, having a blast on this prime time. Pretty relaxed. So a lot of fun things going on at blogtalkradio.com. Some amazing shows, and it's been like amazing guests and amazing topics. I'm telling you, it's just so the shows, I have so many favorite shows here at blogtalkradio.com. So many of us are so over supportive of one another, and it's amazing. It's so much fun. It's hard work too, you know. It's not just to just get on and talk. It's hard work too. We had an amazing meeting with the staffers on yesterday, and just amazing. Remember, let us know if you're interested in advertising also, because what you see is a good place to expose and promote your business. I'm preparing, I'm posting articles regarding preparing for Christmas from the Christian perspective, and also just from, like we've been talking about, literally preparing for the holidays in a sense. But we must remember that, you know, what Christmas is all about. And then also I'm looking at articles regarding apps. There are Christmas apps. And here's an article from WDAY News 6ABC, which they WDAZ.com. Trying to see what state this is, what city this is. Fargo, North Dakota, speaking of Fargo, North Dakota. And this is about the apps that we can get that are available. And check out the Huffington Tubbington Post article. It's very long, so I just tweeted it out and posted it on Facebook. But Thursday's app of the week is Preparing for Christmas app. From keeping track of your Christmas shopping list to taking the perfect Christmas pictures and sending out your cards to helping excited kids count down to the big day. The holidays can be overwhelming, but there's help because there's an app for that. And they're showing the app. There's a video of it. And it says that, the article says that from keeping track of your Christmas shopping list to taking the perfect Christmas pictures and sending out your cards to helping excited kids count down to the big day, the holidays can be overwhelming, but there's help because there's an app for that. We've all gotten them, those cheesy Christmas cards that make you go, I love sending out Christmas cards. I hope you all are calling my Christmas cards cheesy. If you want to up the ante this year, the card app for your iPhone can help. You can use pre-built templates and pictures from your phone to make custom cards. The app is free, but for $2.99 each, the cards can be printed out and mailed out to everyone on your list. If you want your Christmas cards to have that extra holiday spirit, there's the Grinch edition of the Dr. Seuss camera for $1.99. It includes 20 Grinchmas cards that you can personalize with your own photo. And really, if this doesn't say Merry Christmas, what does? You can then email the cards to your friends and family. If your holiday shopping list has you stressed out, try the Christmas List app. For 99 cents in the Apple Market, you get email support, address book integration, and plenty of sortable categories for everyone on your list. This even tracks your spending to keep your budget in check, and your list is safe from peekers. The app is password protected. And you can count down to the big day with Christmas app. It includes a Christmas countdown, Advent calendar, and some holiday songs. You can also create a gift list to keep track of your holiday purchases. And there are similar apps are available on the Google Play Market also. Man, whoa! I know this is not, it's got to be, oh my God. There's an article that says that a 9-year-old gives birth to a baby. I heard a report, I remember back in the summertime, about a young a girl literally being pregnant. I don't recall the age. I remember it was a young age. Maybe this is the young lady, I don't know, but a 9-year-old has given birth. Oh, that's the story. That's from earlier this year. I was about to say, not again. Man, okay, that's from earlier this year. That's the same story. I think it was a young lady in India somewhere. Man, I'm like, whoa. So, yeah, so those are amps for that. And one website that I've been sharing a lot of information from has been Christmas.organizedhome.com. Wow. So let's see. So there's a lot of fun stuff. To talk about. Just want to kind of change it up a little bit. I really want to talk about that article. But it's very long, so check it out. Okay, this is interesting. This is from Archdiocese of Indianapolis, the Criterion Online Edition, and it reads, "Avid, preparing for Christmas. From all appearances, we are not in Christmas season. Christmas lights are up around our cities and in rural areas. And with December arriving, well, it has arrived this past Saturday, a week ago, Christmas celebrations are ready to begin, in earnest. Of course, the stores have already had their Christmas decorations up for a long time. Soon Christmas parties will begin. People will mail their Christmas cards, and they will start to wish one another a Merry Christmas, unless they're set up to religious and not secular society, and they substitute happy holidays. But, and one thing that Attorney Jay mentioned the other day was that holidays is short for holy days. So, you know, it's still keeps a religious and a spiritual perspective when we do say happy holidays. Here in Jackson, we had our annual Christmas parade on the 1st, and there was some people were kind of bothered that they didn't use the word Christmas parade this year. They used the word holiday parade instead of Christmas. And people were like, well, it's Christmas parade. It should be Christmas parade. That's what it is, you know. But back to this writing. But what happens is Advent. Sunday is the first day of the Advent season, not the Christmas season. Doesn't anyone observe Advent anymore? Yes, the Catholic Church, among others, does. It doesn't rush into the season as our secular society does. Rather, it prepares for the season of Christmas. Then it observes the Christmas season through the Feast of Epiphany and until the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, celebrated on January 13 in 2013. That is long after most people have taken down the Christmas tree, stashed away the Christmas decorations, and stopped listening to Christmas music. It appears that when we have two Christmas celebrations, the secular celebration that is in now, in full swing, the religious celebration that will begin on December 24th. There's nothing wrong with participating in the secular celebrations as long as we remember the religious significance of Christmas as the birth of our Savior. As Christians, though, we should take advantage of the season of Advent to prepare for Christmas. Advent has a twofold character for Christians. It is both a season meant to prepare us for Christmas, when Christ's first coming to us is commemorated, and as a season when we should direct our minds and hearts to await Christ's second coming. At the end of time, it is therefore a period for devout and joyful expectation. Historically, some period of preparation for Christmas began at least as far back as the mid-4th century, but the type of celebration and its duration has varied. In some places, the season was longer than it is today. In Gaul, France, it began on Feast of St. Martin of Tours on November 11th, while in other places it was rather brief. Even though the length of the season varies, the Ambrosian Rite, one of the Catholic Church's non-Roman rites, exists in and around Milan, Italy, and is named after St. Ambrose, Archbishop of Milan, from 374 to 397. Its Advent lasts 6 weeks. On the other hand, most of the Catholic Church's Eastern rites observed only a short pre-feast period before Christmas. But those of us who belong to the Latin Rite of the Catholic Church, this year's Advent is nearly as short as it is possible for it to be, 3 weeks and 2 days. Advent was sometimes observed like Lent, as a time of penance, again mainly in Gaul. In 11th century Scotland, St. Margaret and her husband King Malcolm observed two Lents, one before Christmas and the other before Easter, with fasting and extra alms given. In most places today, the penitential aspect of Advent has been tempered by a joyful anticipation. then the first word of Advent until December the 16th, that joyful anticipation is directed toward Christ's second coming. The first scripture reading during Masses is usually from the prophet Isaiah, while the group gospel readings show how Jesus fulfilled the prophetic promises. St. John the Baptist, with his emphasis on repentance, makes his appearance. Beginning on December the 17th, the Old Testament readings proclaim the most important messianic prophecies, while the gospel readings describe the event immediately before the birth of Christ. If you can't get to Mass, we encourage you to read those scriptural readings during Advent. We list them in every issue. One of the popular Advent devotions in homes, as well as in churches, is the Advent wreath. It is a circle of evergreens with four candles that are lightly successively in the weeks of Advent to symbolize the approaching celebration of the birth of Christ, the light of the world. As our society joyfully celebrates the sacred season of Christmas, let us, I'm not Catholic. Let us Catholics, but I do respect and love the Catholic faith. Let us Catholics also use the season of Advent to prepare for the religious feast. I belong to a cathedral and a Zion church. That's the church I belong to. I grew up Baptist, and of course, I've always been open-minded to different teachings and prayer. Shout out to the Moffitt I have attended in Dallas and also keep in touch with and so on. But I found that this is very important to share with you in regards to preparing for the holiday season, preparing for Christmas, and that it is important for us all to remember what Christmas is all about. There's the secular celebration of Christmas, but then it's the true meaning of celebration of Christmas, you know. So it's amazing. So I just like your Facebook page, Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and amazing Facebook page. The Archdiocese comprises of 147 parishes, 71 schools, its Catholic charities, agencies, and many offices of ministry across central and southern Indiana. So that was a pretty good reading and writing and teaching regarding secular Christmas and then, you know, the religious, the true meaning of Christmas and preparation for Christmas time also. You know, sometimes I hear friends mention that. So, you know. Wow. Oh, man. I read the post that Jay has posted. And, you know, it really sucks when you get... I'm going to read what Jay just posted on his Facebook page. I friend requested this artist because I liked her work. One friend request is all. It immediately reported me to Facebook, and now I'm banned from friending, and it's going to go on my permanent record. WTF, you all know what that means. It's wrong with you. Your art sucks, and I just feel sorry for you. They're all better. But, you know, I think, like, last week I sent a few friend requests out on my Mark page because I have reached my friend limit on my Facebook page that's connected to my Blog Talk Radio show. But you can, those of you can subscribe. It's my pseudonym name, Miss Beth Nelson. But my Facebook page was my Mark is Beth Mark Girl Rep. And also I have the page for Club of Shock Entertainment Reports. I have, you know, the fan pages and so on. But I do send friend requests sometimes. When you send friend requests, I usually send it to people that I know I have something mutually connected with, or mutual friends, or people that I know. But sometimes I get a response too that, oh, you're considered a spam or something like that. But yeah, sometimes every once in a while I get harassed our cyberbullying and cyber stalk are talked to and mean by certain so-called Facebook friends. And I'm like, wait a second, now something's not adding up, you know. But, well, I just wanted to share that what Jay had mentioned. Wow. So I'm just reading and checking it out. Man. Wow. That's all. I won't go on into that. But I feel that situation, you know, especially when I'm probably, when sometimes when I'm experiencing those crazy stuff, and then I send friend requests to people that I do know. Wow. So I posted that article also in regards to preparing for the holiday season. And there's a really good one at Huffington Puff. Huffington Post, I mean. Huffington Puff. Oh, my God. What am I thinking about? I hope my background noise is not not affecting the broadcast. It's not in the same room. It's coming from another area. Dane, Dread Dane, who are working on new music. Big shout out to the LA-based band. Love you guys. Can't wait to hear the exclusive music. Here first. Here's West Ford and the Foundry, repping Big D. Sharon Ward at Sharon cward@me.com, or you can leave her a message at 601-906-4218. Email is preferred, and also Mississippi FEM office website is femmississippi.org. Contact number is 359-3297, and Ward Emily is the director, which many of you probably already know that. But that is some information regarding a commercial shoot needed and needed daycare, preferably in the Madison Ridgeland area. So I'm sure there's a multicultural daycare with a friendly bus. Really, here's Prince and Larry Graham.
Wow. 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Big shout out to those of you that are working on quitting smoking, cold turkey, or weaning yourself off.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your health care provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit
facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Exactly. I need to get vaccinated. I was in what store? Oh, Fred's, I think. I mean, I know Walgreens and a lot of pharmacy stores, and also your local clinic and also your doctor's office. But I'm doing my best to prevent a cold or the flu. Last year I was sick literally from right after Thanksgiving to January with a bad cold flu. Terrible. I don't wish it on anybody.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things you do. We're gonna take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. Hope yours is safe and warm. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah.
Time of year to be with the one.
Home for Christmas. Yes, Michael Anthony had to play that one again. Here's True God. Everything changes.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics, the chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders to lift. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand? Louder so I can see you, a million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is description. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.